Hey, y'all, just a quick heads up. The episode you're about to listen to is 8 to 10 years old. Now, these episodes were intended to be evergreen, and I still believe there's a lot of good information in these early episodes, but I do want to let you know that some of my ideas have evolved over time. Times have changed since we made these episodes, and ultimately, I'd like to think I've grown a lot as an artist and a human, and that these don't necessarily represent my best work or the best of the podcast. If you're new around here, I suggest starting with the most recent episode, or at least go back to around 300 and move forward from there. Enjoy the episode.
Hello, this is Andy J. Miller, and you are listening to the Creative Pep Talks podcast. This is episode 2, and you know what? I loved doing episode 1, and I want to keep doing this, and I don't feel like I've done it enough to commit to any schedule, but that is something I'd like to do in the future. I kind of talked about this last episode that I'd put off doing this for a long time because, you know, I wanted it to be perfect and I felt like I just needed to do it. Everything I do, I try to do with excellence. But sometimes there's a level of perfectionism that you have to drop. And I think for me, with this podcast, you know, I want the content to be as excellent as I'm capable of doing, but the excellency of the quality of the audio and all that I'm going to let slide a little bit because I want to do this in an instant, casual, conversational way that I can do kind of on the go. And so that's part of this whole thing. So you have to excuse the fact that the audio is not top tier, and just stick with me. So today's episode, I wanted to talk about strengths. I wanted to talk about leaning into your strengths and why that's important, and maybe also a little bit about the pitfalls of that. I like to kick things off with an analogy. Illustrators love their analogies. And the analogy I want to use for this is pretty simple, and it's finding your race. You know, I feel like as a runner, this is what I think the most important thing about strengths is that you might want to be a runner, okay? But if you choose the wrong race, you're going to get the wrong results, and that might result in you giving up. And I think, that's like the biggest worry of mine when it comes to creative people is that they would give up. Because I think, you know, it's a long road. The creative professional pursuits are hard to do, and they're a long road, and they take a lot of investment. And I think giving up is one of the probably the biggest things keeping people from being successful in their creative pursuits.
I really needed to rehaul my website. I was talking to some web people, looking around, and I got intrigued by Squarespace's new Fluid Engine, partially because it just sounds cool, but also because it allows you to drag and resize and layer up anything you can imagine. I dove in, rebuilt my site. It's the most me site that I've ever had. I just absolutely love it. Launched it. Got such a great response. Some industry illustration and designy peers even reached out and was like, hey, who coded this thing, man? I'm like, y'all, I did it by myself. No coding with Squarespace's new Fluid Engine. I told him, like, you should go check it out. You're going to be surprised with what you can do. And I built this thing before Squarespace reached out to sponsor the show. So I was like, boom, easy peasy. I was going to tell you about this new site. Anyway, go check it out, AndyJPizza.com, if you want to see what I did with it. If you want to try it yourself, make a site that's totally you, where you can build a portfolio, sell content and courses and all kinds of other stuff, head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain with promo code PEPTALK, all one word, all uppercase. This episode is supported by In the Making, an original podcast brought to you by Adobe Express, the all-in-one content creation app included in your Creative Cloud membership. If you are trying to boost the YouTube, TikTok, Reels content side of what you're doing, one episode of In the Making that I think will be super useful to you is their episode with John Yushai. I think John's method for including his audience in the process is really inspiring. And if you want to hear about that and more about leveling up your game in the creator economy, just search In the Making in your podcast player to listen. Many thanks to In the Making and Adobe Express for their support.
So, you know, I thought one of the things I'd like to do on this podcast and something that I do in my writing is I try to create an air of humility. I try to, you know, not just share my successes, but also kind of my shortcomings. And, you know, I think one of the things that I've always been aware of are my weaknesses. You know, I feel like, to be completely honest, you know, I've got ADHD, and you probably noticed that even with the way that I do this podcast. And, you know, I've always kind of known that the normal, everyday kind of pursuits that your average guy tries to be successful with, like, I'm not going to run that race. Like, I knew from an early age, like, I'm not going to compete in the normal kind of races of society for lots of reasons, and mainly just because, you know, my weaknesses kind of prohibit me from doing normal things. And I think that, you know, leaning in on my strengths has always been a big deal to me because, you know, in my work, I always felt like, you know, I might not be as productive as the next guy, but what I do end up producing, I feel like is going to be especially creative. It's going to be especially unique because of those are my strengths. And so, you know, leaning into my strengths has always been something that I've tried to do just by a necessity of survival. You know, when I graduated college, I knew, like, I'm not going to go into your typical full-time job because really those kind of opportunities, my weaknesses just kind of outshine my strengths in that 9-to-5 environment. I just don't thrive in that. And so I knew that I was going to have to kind of make do and patch things together and make money where I could and until I could do the freelance thing and do the project-based work that I was really good at. I'm not, you know, I'm not good at just doing a series of tasks. So that's kind of what it looks like for me. Now back to this analogy. Picking the right race. So if you want to be a professional runner, and your strengths are sprinting, but you're not really aware of that, what's going to happen is, say you get into, let's just push it a little bit further as a thought experiment and say someone tells you actually all the money and the easiest kind of professional running to get into is long distance. And so out of your fears or out of confusion, you get into long distance running. But the truth is your strengths, if you are aware of them, are sprinting. And so say you're getting in long distance running and you're running those races, and maybe you're better than the average guy at running in general. So you're doing okay, but you're really missing your thing. You're really missing the race that you're supposed to be in. And if you actually take the time to become more self-aware, you'll find that you should be doing sprints. And it's not until you switch races and you find the right race that your strengths are really going to shine and you're really going to become successful. And so I think for me, this is something that is an ongoing thing. And I feel like this podcast is about helping other creative people find their thing. And I think that pursuit isn't like a eureka moment. I think it's a series of eureka moments, and I think it's also, it's more like, I don't know what the quote is, but there's a quote by a famous sculptor, and they said, how do you sculpt that piece of marble into an elephant? And he says, I just cut away all the pieces that don't look like elephant. And I think that that's kind of like what finding your thing is like. It's, you're going to keep developing, you're going to keep experimenting, keep doing trial and error until you kind of find that place where the demand in the market, you find the market where there's a demand for that natural talent and those skills that you've developed perfectly meets, and you kind of hit a tipping point. That's kind of like what I see finding your strengths, leaning into your strengths is all about. I think that really kind of sums it up. And I think, another side note is, not to carry on too much about the Your Dreams, My Nightmares podcast. As you guys know, I'm a major fan. But one of the things I think that Sam says, that Sam Weber says, who's the host of that podcast, he always talks about how your weaknesses define you as an illustrator as much as your strengths. And so I think, every contradiction, there's kind of truth in that. I think it's Niels Bohr who said that the opposite of a profound statement might be another really profound statement. And so I think finding your strengths and focusing on your strengths is a really good practice. But I think just as good is focusing on your weaknesses. So I think being self-aware in what you're good at, both with your strengths as well as your weaknesses, is really important. I think understanding the areas, not that you need to develop, but the areas that you'll never be good at, like things that you've tried really hard and you're not making any ground. I think it's really important to come to terms with what those things are, own them, and move on. I think that that's going to define which race you choose as much as finding your strengths. So I think that that's a really good thing to note too. I think that kind of wraps it up. I really appreciate you guys listening. I'm going to try to keep this stuff as kind of short and sweet and to the point as possible. But I'm also going to do it in kind of a casual way. So, thanks for listening. I hope that this thing can be your creative pep talk in the morning that you can throw on and get you in the zone, get you revved up to do your thing and to keep making stuff every day. I really believe in that. And I think just one thing I wanted to mention just to close off the podcast. For me, the strengths and weaknesses thing is such a giant deal because, like I said, when I graduated, I knew that I wasn't going to be your regular member of society. I just have too many kind of weaknesses that kind of go against your kind of 9-to-5 guy. And actually, that right there is actually my motivation behind trying to give back and trying to help other people do their creative profession and be successful in it, because I feel like if I don't make my creative path work, I really don't have anything else going for me. And so that's always been kind of a burden of mine. And I feel like if there's anybody else that shares that similar burden, I would love to help them break through in their creative career and make this thing work. And so that's kind of my heart for this. And I hope that this thing is a real blessing for you and really helps you. And if you want to find out more about my work, my illustration, or the writing I do on my blog, my website is www.andy-j-miller.com. And so go check that out. Thanks for your time.